Hallelujah, may peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿主的平安归于我们在座的弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is, how do you smell like?
今天我们早上来互相勉励的题目是你的气味如何。
Usually, we only pay attention to how do I look today?
通常我们都很注意我们自己的形象。
Do I look smart? Do I look handsome? Do I look beautiful?
今天我英俊吗？我漂亮吗？我是不是穿得很得体？
If you go to an important event, you want to make sure you look good.
如果你去一个重要的约会，你一定要把自己打扮得很好。
But there's one more thing that we have to pay attention.
可是有一件事我们必须要注意的。
We also pay attention to our smell.
就是我们要注意我们自己的气味。
Can you imagine if you put on a nice suit or a beautiful dress?
你可以想象吗？如果你穿很得体的西装，或者是很漂亮的衣服，
you go to a play, you go to a banquet,
你去一个宴会，
but if you smell terrible,
可是你的气味却非常的糟糕。
Wow, you smell like garlic butter,
你的味道好像那个蒜， 蒜的蒜头的牛油味道一样。
Oh, you just ate durian, even though you love it so much.
或者是你刚刚吃了榴莲，虽然你非常的喜欢，
But you smell terrible to other people.
可是你的气味对于其他人来说是非常难闻的。
Then people will try to run away from you, even though you look okay, you look beautiful.
虽然你穿着得很好，可是其他的人都会逃避你。
Well, everyone have their own unique smell.
我们每个人都有独特的气味。
For a dog, the scent of smell is much more sensitive. The dog will know exactly who or where the master is because they know the smell.
对于一只狗来说，它对它主人的气味非常的敏感，它知道它主人在哪里。
So now we're all sitting here. We all have our smell.
现在我们大家坐在这里，我们也有自己的气味。
Of course, if other people do not notice your smell, it's a good thing. At least you don't smell bad.
当然，如果没有人注意到你身体的味道的话，那么那是一件好事，因为你的气味并不臭。
There was one time I was sitting in a public transit.
有一天我在公交车里。
Wow, and then it was so hot.
It 是个很炎热的天气。
It was in Africa.
那是在非洲。
And then saw everybody packed in a small car.
那么有许多人就挤进这公交车里。
Wow, when I go inside, the smell is so strong.
当我进入车子里，那个味道实在是太难受了。
Including myself, I also sweat a lot.
我那也包括我自己，因为我流很多的汗。
Wow, and it smells terrible.
我身体的气味非常的难闻。
So that's why every day we have to wash ourselves, put on shower, and then even put in perfume.
因此我们每一天都要梳洗自己给自己洗一个澡，而且甚至还要喷香水。
Because you want to make sure the odor, the old smell, the bad smell will be taken away.
因为你要让你自己的身体的味道非常的香。
But if you want to put on something nice, make you smell better.
如果你
You put on something nice to make you smell better.
如果你穿着好了之后，你要让你自己身体的气味更好。
So now, this morning, we would like to using the Bible, 2 Corinthians, to talk about two kinds of smell.
今天我们要以哥林多后书来说两种气味。
We have to ask ourselves, how do I smell like?
我们要问自己，我们的气味如何？
First, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们来看哥林多后书的第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
第十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
哥林多后书第二章十四节。
Let's read together.
我们一起念。
1, 2, 3. But thanks be to God, who is in Christ, always lead us in triumphal procession, and through us spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. Here Paul tells us that we should be smelling like Christ.
这里保罗告诉我们，我们的气味应该要像耶稣基督的香气。
But only if you are triumphal in Christ.
可是那只是在我们在基督里得胜之后。
So the first point I would like to talk about is to remove the old odor, the old smell of an old person.
首先我要谈到的就是把旧人的气味除去。
The first point is to remove the old smell of the old self.
第一件就是谈到我们要把我们的旧人的气味除去。
Because it's no point to put on a perfume when your whole body is dirty.
如果我们的身体很脏的话，那么 我们再往它喷香水就没有什么意义。
You have to remove the old smell first.
我们首先要把旧的气味除去。
So what causes smell?
什么使我们的身体有味道呢？
First of all, bad smell comes from bacteria.
第一件就是从细菌而来。
Whether it's your body.
是否我们的身体。
Or the food which has already gone bad.
或者是那已经坏了
的食物 or a house full of mold because of long term there's no cleaning
还是因为我们家里发了霉因为我们很久就没打扫
so bad smell come from bacteria
因此这些臭气就是从细菌而来的
when bacteria grow then where the smells come from
当细菌生长的时候这就是臭味的来源。
Let's see if your whole body is sweating, you're dirty, you're working out whole day, but you don't take a shower, you go to sleep, and then tomorrow you go out. Of course, the smell build up.
比如说我们工作了一整天，而且我们出了很多汗，可是我们又不洗澡，我们明天早上出去，当然我们的身体会发臭。
And the children or the baby, you don't change the diaper, even though it's full, but you don't replace it. Then of course the smell is so bad.
或者是一个小婴孩，如果你没有把他的尿布换掉，里面有粪便，当然他的味道也很糟糕。
So smell come from bacteria.
因此，臭气是从这细菌而来的。
You cannot see the bacteria.
我们看不见这些细菌。
Because it's too small.
因为它们太微小。
But definitely, it can work out the bad smell.
可是我们知道它是发出臭味的来源。
So we can compare bacteria to sin.
因此我们可以把这个细菌和罪做个比较。
Because sin, you cannot see it.
因为罪你是看不见的。
But when a person is affected by sin,
可是当一个人他受到罪的影响
，and the behavior and the character it shows will change.
他的行为和他的本性就会改变。
And when a person, the behavior or the character is not according to the will of God.
当他的行为和他的性格不好像圣经所说符合神的要求
It's just like the materials being spoiled, being corrupt.
就好像已经朽坏了东西一样
And then it will start to have bad smell.
那么就开始发臭
Spiritually speaking, of course.
这是在灵里的解释
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
我们看马太福音书的15章
Matthew 15 verse 10.
马太福音书15章
Matthew chapter 15 verse 10.
马太福音书十五章第十节。
Let's read together.
我们一起念。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 10.
马太福音书十五章第十节。
Let's read together. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Call to the people to him and said, Hear and understand. Next, it is not what goes into the mouth that defile a person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person.这里说主耶稣说 It here Lord Jesus said, What go in cannot defile a person.
这里主耶稣说到入口的不能污秽人。
What come out will defile a person.
出口的乃人污秽人。
So sometime,
有时候
when the best smell of our body come from our mouth.
我们身体最香的味道是从我们嘴里而出。
You know, sometime when you do not brush your teeth,We have bacteria. Wow, when you open your mouth, people, oh yo, what is this?
如果我们不刷牙的话，当我们开嘴巴的时候，就别人就会闻到这些臭味。
You don't drink enough water.
如果你喝不够水
，Your digestive system is not working well.
你的消化系统操作不良。
Wow, when you open your mouth, you smell like toilet for other people.
你开嘴巴的时候，别人也能够闻到很臭的味道。
So spiritually speaking, do we have a bad smell from the mouth?
因此，从属灵的角度来看，我们是不是有这些不好的味道呢？
Lord Jesus said, "What come in will not defile a person."
主耶稣说入口的不能污秽人。
Yes, if you eat something not clean, maybe you go diarrhea a few times or get sick for a few days.
当然，如果你吃了不干净的食物，你可能会泻肚子几天。
Will make you sick, but will not defile your soul, your relationship with God.
会使你生病，可是却这些食物却不能够污秽你的灵性。
But what come out of the mouth?
可是出口的呢
？Can defile people.
就能够污秽人。
Can defile your heart, your soul.
能污秽我们的灵魂，能污秽我们的心。
Think about this nowadays.
我们现在来思考一下。
Some people, when they open their mouth, they really smell bad.
有些人他们一开嘴的话，一开嘴的时候，他们的嘴就很臭。
How?
为什么
？Oh, some people when they open their mouth, They always cursing people.
因为有些人一开举的时候，他们就咒诅别人。
Always the bad words. Always every sentence they have to say something with the bad words.
一开举就是脏话，每一句话里都是有不好的。
Why? Because they learn from the movies. They learn from the culture.
因为他们从电影里或者是从一些文化所学来的。
I remember when I was in college, I was working in co-op.
我记得我在大学的时候，我在 co-op 上班。
In accounting, in a big company, in the accounting department.
我在一个很大的石油公司，这个
会计部
上班。
My boss was a controller. He's a gentleman. He looked like a gentleman, and he's put on a nice suit and then work very hard.
我的老板是一个非常努力工作的人，而且他的穿着也非常的得体。
But after a while, I learned that, oh, every time when he's angry, he'll swear.
可是不久之后，我发现到每一次他发怒的时候，他都会在那里咒诅。
Sometimes he swear over the phone.
有时候他在电话里也说脏话。
Sometimes he swear against the computer.
有时候他也对电脑说脏话。
Sometimes he swear against me if I make a mistake.
有时候我犯了一个错误的时候，他也向我说脏话。
In the past, I thought that only the construction worker or people working in the hot kitchen will swear.
在以前，我只是认为在建筑场地所做的工人或者是在厨房工作的人才会说脏话。
Actually, some educated people working in the office, white collar job, they all, their mouth, sometimes they're cursing people a lot.
可是有些白领阶级的人，他们穿着的很好，在大公司里工作也会说这些脏话。
Of course, they can control themselves, right? In front of a nice, very important meeting or in front of the public, they will not do it.
当然，在一个很重要的会议或者是在大众之前，他们可以控制自己的舌头。
But sometimes they cannot control.
可是有时候他们却失去了控制。
Because the anger is inside.
因为那愤怒就是在他们的心里。
And then, especially nowadays, the weather is hot.
尤其是现在的天气非常的炎热。
People are driving faster and faster.
开车的人都开得很快。
Nowadays, Edmonton, the traffic has changed.
在今天的爱明顿，交通已经改变了。
In the past, people in Edmonton drive so slow, like turtles.
在以前，爱明顿开车的人都非常的缓慢，
好
像一只乌龟一样。
Nowadays, so many out of province people come in.
可是现在很多外省的人来到这里。
Wow, they cut your lane, they drive, they run the red light, they run the yellow light.
所以他们就不顾这个交通的规矩。
And they honk, and they sometimes they open the window, they curse.
或者是他们响他们的喇叭，或者是他们开窗在那里咒诅。
Every time when you curse, you defile yourself and you defile others.
每一次你咒诅别人的时候，说脏话的时候，你就已经污秽了自己，也污秽了别人。
Maybe you look very beautiful outside.
可能在你的外表非常的好看。
But if we swear, we have bad spiritual smell.
可是每一句出口的脏话都能够影响污秽我们的灵性。
But sometimes, why do we anger? Why are we so angry? Why do we curse? Why do we say something so negative?
为什么我们每一次都会这样的负面呢？为什么我们每一次都会这样的生气而且咒诅呢？
Because we had the old self.
因为我们有旧的我。
Our old self, just like the sin is inside the heart.
我们的旧我就好像我们心里的罪一样。
And will produce the best smell from the mouth.
这些就会产生臭从我们嘴里说出的脏话。
Let's read verse 18.
我们来看十八节。
Verse 18, the same chapter, chapter 15, verse 18.
马太福音书十五章十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Let's read together. 1, 2, 3.
我们一起念。
误会人。Here, Lord Jesus said, "What come out of the mouth proceed from the heart."
主耶稣在这里说。我们所说出口的是从我们心里所发出来的。
So actually, what you say come from your mouth.
我们说的就是从口而出。
And the mouth come from your heart.
那么口里所说的就是从心里发出来的。
Why do some people always curse?
为什么有些人常常都在咒诅？
Because they have anger in their heart.
因为他们心里有很多的愤怒。
They have anger issues.
他们有这个愤怒的毛病。
Why some people, whenever they open their mouth, they are very negative?
为什么有些人他们一开嘴就是全部是负面的话？
They are always complain.
因为他们每一次都在埋怨。
They always murmur.
他们每一次埋怨。
Because in their hearts, there's no peace.
因为在他们的心里没有平安。
Why some people always worry?When they move on their mouth, they are full of worries.
为什么有些人他们心里充满的担忧，而且口出的都是 担忧的事情。
Nervous, very nervous.
因为他们非常的焦虑。
Why?
为什么?
Because their heart is lacking of security.
因为他们的心里没有安全感。
So everything you come from the mouth, come from the heart.
因此从嘴里出来的都是从我们心里发出来的。
So the mouth will show your smell.
我们的嘴就会显示我们的气味。
Well, we always try to make sure we don't eat strong material before we have an important meeting, right?
我们常常都会注意，当有一个很重要的会议的时候，之前我们都不会吃很强味道的东西。
If you go to see an important client during the lunch, or before, you don't want to eat garlic, or you want to eat something strong. Otherwise, wow, when you talk, you smell like garlic.
如果你去你要以一个非常重要的客户会面的时候在之前你就不会吃味道很重的东西，好像大蒜一样。
Because what we eat affects our smell.
因为我们吃的也会影响我们的气味。
You are what you eat.
你吃的东西就会在你的气味里显现出来。
So our smell will reflect from what you input.
因此我们吃的东西就会反映出我们的味道。
Let's read verse 19.
我们来看十九节。
Let's read 19. Read loud together, please. Loud. English or Chinese, doesn't matter. Read loud. One, two, three. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, thief, false witnesses, slander. Verse 20. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hand does not defile anyone. Here, Bible tell us, Jesus tell what affect our smell.
圣经告诉我们什么会影响身体的气味。
You, just like you are what you eat.
你吃的东西就会在就会显出那个味道。
You are also what you think.
你想的事情也就在你的行为上显现出来。
What you think will affect what you say.
那么你想的事情也会影响你所说的话。
And this is where your smell become.
这就是你的气味。
So here said, out of the heart come evil thoughts.
这里说到从心里发出来的恶。
Now, do we always think something evil?
我们是不是常想一些恶事呢？
Murder.
谋杀。
Do we think about hatred all the time?
或者是愤恨。
Are we forgiving or are we always thinking about hating someone?
我们是不是会原谅别人呢？还是我们常常都在会恨别人？
Adultery, sexual immorality. Some people when they open their mouth, they say dirty jokes, they say yellow jokes.
有些人他们一开嘴巴就说黄色的笑话。
Some even people working in the office, working in a suit.
有些人甚至以这些他们穿西装在公司里上班的人
，They say something improper to the opposite sex.
他们对对对其他的
员工说黄色笑话。
黄色笑话。
Especially don't think that people in high position, they are CEO, they must be very dignified, they are very honored.
我们不要以为这些在公司位置很高的人，就好像总裁一样，他们都是很有。修养的人。
If a person is not in Christ,
如果一个人他们不是在主里，
they are the same as those who are walking on the street, lying on the street.
他们跟那些在街道上躺着的人也没有什么不同。
Because they are not born in Christ, their heart has sin, they smell sinful.
因为他们不是在基督里所生，所以他们的气味都是不好的，而且他们也有罪。
If you look at news recently, there's a big CEO, the former CEO of one of the biggest company in Canada. It's called Magna.
如果你在最近有看新闻的话，有一个很大的总裁。
He retired already. He sold his company. He was the CEO of Magna. He was the founder of a company called Magna.
而且他也是这个公司，他的创造者。
And then the company he founded was a very big car.So a part supply company.
他已经退休了，而且这个公司是一个非常大的供应汽车零件的公司。
And then he was a very successful businessman.
是个非常成功的生意人。
Even he was very famous, and many politicians knew him, and even he tried to be a politician.
也非常的有名，许多政治家都知道他，认识他，他也想成为一个政治家。
But what find out recently?
可是最近发生了什么事呢？
Throughout the half decade, he has sexually harassed so many women.
在 几个在几十年里，他已经去凌辱了许多的富人
，including the young lady in her company, the intern student。
当然也包括在他公司的实习生。
So he's under investigation. He's under charge.
所以现在他就被调查中。
Wow, yeah, physically outside looks so successful.
因此，他的表面虽然是非常的堂皇。
But the smell, spiritual smell, is different.
可是他属灵的气味却不然。
Yes, really, if we do not have a new life in Christ,
真的，如果我们在主里没有个新的生命，
sin is just like a bacteria.
罪就像细菌一样，
eating us, devouring us, make us corrupt.
就在慢慢地腐蚀着我们，让我们成为，让我们败坏。
And the smell, people know it, God knows it.
这些气味人都知道， wow. 神也知道。
And sometimes people smell money too.
有时候人他们嗅到钱的味道。
Wow, there's a money smell. If a person always the mouth, every day, every open the mouth, talk about money, business, money, 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 money talk.
如果一个人每一次开嘴张闭嘴就说到钱。
Yeah, they also smell money.
他们也是他们的味道就像钱一样。
Of course, money is important.
当然，钱是非常重要。
Everybody need money to survive.
每一个人都需要金钱来生活。
But if a person is so money-minded,
可是如果一个人他的脑海中只有钱，
everything is about greed. I want to get more money.
每一件事只是关于这个贪婪，怎么来有得到更多的金钱。
Just like nowadays, our Western world is run by capitalism.
今天我们西方的社会就是资本主义。
And then, of course, it makes people to work hard and reward some people.
当然，它使人非常的勤劳，而且他们也会得到很好的报酬。
But the capitalism.
可是这资本主义。
Wow, all those on the very top.
在高高在上的人。
All they think about is money.
他们想的只有金钱。
How they make the balance sheet look good, and then all they make up the top stock price.
他们怎么使他们的公司的股票上涨
？How to make up the stock price?
怎么使股票？上账。
One of the best ways is to lay off people.
最好的就是当然就解雇这些员工。
Even though the business was good, but still lay off, lay off, lay off.
虽然这个生意非常好，可是他们仍然要解雇这些员工。
Because they want to make the stock price go up.
因为他们要股票飙升。
Cut the cost.
他们要减低这些费用。
They don't care all the workers lose their job, all the family, how to be fed.
为这些员工，他们失去了工作，怎么影响他们的家庭
？Yes, this society smells so much money.
这社会就的气味就是钱的气味。
Smell so much sin.
就是罪的气味。
So much murder, so much hatred.
有许多的凶杀，有许多有许多的愤恨。
Just like what verse 19 tell us.
上十九节告诉我们。
Sometimes we are in a place in the best smell.
有时候我们在一个气味很好的地方。
At the beginning, you complain, "Oh, smells so bad."
出去的时候你会说，那气味非常的难闻。
But you know what? After you stay there for a while.
可是当你在那里一段时间之后
，Wow, you're used to the smell.
你已经习惯了这些气味。
You know, some of the public toilet in Asia, in other places are very smelly.
有些公厕在亚洲的公厕或者是在其他国家都非常的臭。
So when I go in there, 我说 ，Oh, wow, really have to hold my breath.
当我进这些厕所的时候，我通常都要闭住我的呼吸。
But you know what? After a while, after 5 minutes, 10 minutes there, you're used to it.
可是五分钟、十分钟之后，你就习惯了。
You don't feel like that bad smell anymore.
你就认为它不再那么臭。
Because you're used to this.
因为已经习惯了。
Isn't it?
是不是
？If we are in this society,
如果我们在这社会上
，If we do not follow the truth,
我们不跟随真理。
If we do not draw close to God,
我们也不靠近神。
All this smell, we're just used to it.
这是味道，我们已经熟悉了。
It's normal to be like this.
而且我们也习惯为常。
This comes our second point.
这就是我们的第二点。
Now, after we remove the old self,
当我们除去这个旧人
，we must put on the new smell.
我们一定要穿上这个新的气味
，which is Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
Because we have to wash ourselves first.
因为我们首先要把我们自己洗干净。
If you know that we are having this bad smell, we are so close to the world already.
如果我们知道我们身体已经很臭，因为我们非常的接近世界。
If one day you realize I don't smell good,
一天你会发现到你的味道并不是很好。
I don't talk like Christ.
你说话不像基督。
I do not have this kind of love.
你也没有这样的爱心。
I do not have this kind of the kindness.
你也没有那么的善良。
I smell like money. I smell like interest all the time.
我的身体就很像钱的味道一样。
I smell alcohol.
我的身体的气味像酒一样。
I smell like cigarette.
或者是像香烟。
I smell like all the bad habits.
或者是一切所有不良的嗜好。
I must repent to God.
我一定要向神悔改。
I must ask the Lord to help me to smell like Christ.
我要求神让我像他的馨香味道一样。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.Verse 14.
第二章第十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
哥林多后书第二章十四节。
Second Corinthians 2:14. Let's read together. 2:14, 1-3. But thanks to God, who is in Christ, always lead us in triumphal procession, and through us spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. Here, tell us how can we smell good.
怎么让我们自己的气味变得好？
We must be triumphal in Christ.
我们必须要在基督里夸胜。
If you are not triumphal, if you are not victorious,
如果我们在基督里不能够有胜利的话，
You cannot smell good.
我们的身体就不会有好的味道。
The key is victory. We have to be triumphal in Christ.
重点就是我们要在基督里夸胜。
We have to overcome our own sin, overcome our own self.
我们必须要超越我们自己。
Yes, my character was bad.
是的，我的性格不好。
I was sexually immoral.
或者是我有这个淫念。
I was greedy.
我有这个贪念。
I have anger issues.
而且我有这个愤怒的问题。
I'm selfish.
我是自私的。
Yes, I was like this.
是，我是这样的。
But that was my old self.
可是那是我的旧人。
So Paul encouraged us, we must.Rely on Christ and live a new and triumphal life.
因此，保罗在这里勉励我们要在基督里夸胜，有一个新的生活。
Yes, this is what we needed.
这是我们所需要的。
I just came from my NYTS in USA.
我刚刚从这个青年神训班回来。
Tomorrow they will conclude the event.
明天他们就是结束。
I was there for the first week.
在头一个星期我在那里。
There was 149 students there.
Wow,
this time is a record breaking. We are there in Irvine Church.
在尔湾教会的这个是破纪录的。
Really, it's really different to attend church events than in local church.
我们去外面来参加这些盛会是与在本地非常不同。
Why?Because so many people gather together.
因为有许多人聚集在一起。
You feel the power. Even when they pray, so many people, 160 people, including the counselor and preachers.
你感觉到这大能的力量，当160个人祷告，那也包括了这辅导员和传道。
And people pray and sing him together.
大家一起唱诗，大家一起祷告。
The power is really different.
能力是非常不同的。
God really moved a lot of students.
神真正的感动了许多的学员。
When they pray, they cry.
他们祷告的时候也哭。
Because a lot of them reflect upon their own life.
因为他们反映他们自己的生活。
Wow, when they were in their own college, when they were living in their life, they were so far from God. They didn't live a life according to the will of God.
当他们在大学念书的时候，他们过自己的生活没有神的生活。
You know, some of them are partying, some of them are influenced by other people.
有些他们就在参加派对，有些人被其他的人影响。
They smell already smell like the world.
他们的味道好像世界的味道一样。
But thank God, God moved their heart to attend NYTS.
只是神感动他们，让他们去参加这个青年神训班。
You know, those who are being moved to attend.
那些被感动参加这个学员。
They really have the heart to change.
他们真正有这个心要做出改变。
You know, after 1 week of prayer.
经过一个星期的祷告
repenting and praying to God,
向神悔改，向神祷告。
And the most important thing is they eat a lot of word of God. They consume a lot of word of God in the house of God.
最重要的是，他们在神的家吃了许多的灵粮。
Every day they study the Bible.
每一天他们都在查考圣经。
And pray.
祷告。
And they really immerse in that spiritual environment.
他们真的是 沉浸在这个属灵的气氛。
Wow, last week when they present the choir together, 160 people sing together.
上个星期他们他们一起献诗，一共有160个人。
Their song sounds like angels.
那个声音就好像天使的声音。
The face, they look like angels.
他们的脸好像天使。
At the beginning, a lot of them look very heavy. Their face look very heavy, look very stressed.
刚开始的时候，他们有些人脸上的表情非常的沉重。
But thank God, after 1 week, draw closer to God.
可是经过一个星期接近神。
Really, their face change.
他们的脸已经改变了。
So how do we change our spiritual smell?
我们怎么来改变属灵的气味呢？
Remember what we share? You are what you eat, right?
我们刚才分享过，你吃的是什么？你发出来的气味就是什么？
You know, our smell come from our food.
因为我们的身体的气味是从我们所吃的食物发出来的。
Chinese people have Chinese smell.
中国人有中国人的气味。
If you go to a Chinese house, all smell like 煲汤， right?
如果你去一个华人的家，
like the stir fry,
你就嗅到那些味道是煲汤的味道，或者是这些炒菜的味道。
You go to some people's house, this house smell like curry.
有些你去某些人的家， 他们的家就有家里的味道。
Smell so many spice.
因为里面放了许多香料。
If you eat too much spice, too much curry, even your sweat smell curry.
你吃了许多家里的时候， 你的发出来的汗味也有家里的味。
Yes, you what you eat.Make you smell the food.
因为你吃什么，你的气味就像什么。
So here tell us how can we change our smells.
这里告诉我们怎么来改变身体的气味。
Right, let's read again slowly. Verse 14. How do we change our smell?
我们再来读14节。
Let's read together.
我们一起念。
One, two, three. But thanks be to God. A little louder. Who is in Christ? Always lead us in triumphal procession, and through us spread the fragrance.Of the knowledge of Him everywhere. How do we smell like Christ?
我们怎么发出基督的香味呢？
He said the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
这里说到因认识基督而有的香气。
It's because you know Christ.
因为我们认识基督。
Then you change your smell.
因此我们改变。
How do you know Christ?
我们怎么来认识基督呢？
Of course, through His Word.
当然透过他的话语。
You eat His Word, you consume His Word every single day.
你吃他的话，每一天吃他的话。
How do you eat His Word?
怎么来吃？
Sometimes you open the Bible to read a bit.
你就打开圣经，念一些圣经。
And you can install the Bible app.
或者是你可以在你的电话里
装一个 APP，
装一个 app。
Every day one verse can pop up and say, "Oh, yeah, this verse," and you read it.
每一天有一句圣经的经节出来，你就可以念。
And then you memorize it.
那么你就记住它。
And then use the word of God to guide your thinking.
用神的话来引导我们的思想。
You know, sometimes when I'm driving,
有时候我在开车。
When a person cut into my lane,
有一个人他就钻进我的。我的路。
And then suddenly I got very upset.
突然间我就很不高兴。
But I remember God's word.
可是我要记着神的话。
Oh, calm down. Don't be angry.
不要生气。
Maybe he's in a rush. Let him go.
可能他很匆忙，就让他去吧。
Calm down. Do not be angry.
静下来，不要生气。
Don't let anger overtake me.
不要让这些愤怒操纵我们的情绪。
Yeah, sometimes when I'm angry, I want to say something.
有时候我生气的时候，我也想说些话。
But the Bible says, "Hold your tongue, hold your tongue."
可是圣经就说要控制我们的舌头。
Yeah, the fruit of your lips.
因为我们嘴唇的果子。
Is life or death?
就是right? 生命或者是死亡。
If you say something bad, if you curse, if you complain,
如果我们咒诅，我们埋怨
，you give yourself the fruit of death.
我们就给了我们这个死亡的果子。
If you hold your tongue,
可是如果我们能控制我们的舌头
，do not speak when you are angry.
当我们生气的时候，发怒的时候，不要说话。
And then you can hold, you can enjoy the fruit of life.
那么你就能够享受生命的果子。
So when the knowledge of Christ is in us,
因此当我们在基督里认识基督。
And then you will start to really have the fragrance of the Lord Jesus.
你就渐渐会有基督的香气。
This is from your mouth first.
这是从嘴巴开始。
And then we will slowly go into your character.
渐渐的它就会掺入我们的性格。
Because your character is reflected by your speech most of the time.
因为我们性格是那我们的话可以影响我们的性格。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
我们来看彼得后书。
2 Peter.
彼得后书。
Chapter 1.
彼得后书第二章第一章。
Verse 3 to 4.
第三第四节。
2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3 to 4.
彼得后书第一章第三第四节。
Let's read together.
我们一起念。
Loud together, verse 3, 1 to 3. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. Verse 4.
第四节。
By which He has granted us to His precious and very great promise, so that through them you have become partaker of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in this world.Because of sinful desire. He tells us this smell, this fragrance of Christ come from an inner change.
这里告诉我们这个香气是由我们改造我们里面的人而形成的。
Yes, it has to be come from inner change.
因为我们的内部一定要做出改变。
If you want your smile, your mouth smell good.
如果我们要嘴里有香气的话
Your guts has to be healthy.
我们的消化系统必须要健康。
If your gut is not healthy,
如果我们的系统不健康
，even though you spray a lot of, you know, or chewing gum every minute, it doesn't change much.
你可能会嚼一些口香糖，可是却不能够做出很多的改变。
If your oral hygiene is not improved,
如果你的口腔不干净
you have decay in your teeth or you have gum disease,
你有蛀牙等等。
Even you chewing gum every minute, it doesn't change.
虽然你吃了口香糖也不能够改变你的
It has to be come from deeper inner change.
这些改变一定要从内部而出。
Why a lot of Christians, they don't act like a Christian?
为什么许多基督徒不像基督徒
The only time they are Christian is when they come to church.
他们像基督徒的样子就只有在教会。
They think that, oh, I come here every Sabbath, I sit here for 1 hour, I'm a Christian.
他们说每一个星期六我来守安息日那个小时我才是基督徒。
Oh, it's not like this.
不是这样的。
Here, why did God call us?
为什么神召我们？
Here, verse 3 said, His divine power had granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness.
在这里告诉我们，神已经将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
It's about life and godliness. You look become more and more like God.
神的圣洁。
If your life change, you smell different.
如果我们生命做出改变，我们的气味也就不同。
A dog will always smell like a dog.
一只狗永远都有一只狗的味道。
Because he do the things as a dog.
因为他所做的都是狗所做的。
And also a pig also smell like a pig.
一只猪也一样，它常常会有猪的味道。
Because they have it.Then the thing they eat and also the place they dwell make the smell.
他们所吃所住的地方都是有猪的味道。
Because like a pig, wow, he would like to dwell in dirty mud.
猪他喜欢在泥里滚。
And they like to eat the things left over or everywhere, everything they eat.
他们也吃这些剩菜。
So they smell like a pig.
因此他们就有猪的味道。
Just like when we were in sin.
当我们在罪恶里
we have sinful corruption, we have sinful desire.
我们有这些罪恶的行为，有这些败坏的行为。
All the desire, 情欲。
有这些不好的情欲。
And of course, we'll smell bad.
当然，我们的气味就不好。
But Paul said we have to be overcome, we have to be triumphant in Christ. Christ can help us.
可是保罗却告诉我们要在基督里得夸胜。
Verse 4 said he had granted us all these precious and very great promises.
第四节这里告诉我们神赐给又将又宝贵又巨大的应许赐给我们。
What is the promise?
什么应许?
You can change in Christ.
就是你可以在基督里做出改变。
Yes, change is possible.
是的改变是可能的。
Without God, it's impossible.
没有神的话就不可能。
With God, it's totally possible.
可是在神里一切都可能。
Can change your life.
改变我们的生命。
And then,If you read verse 14, right? Verse 4 said, we'll become partaker of his divine nature.
第四节就告诉我们就能够与神的性情有份。
When you're inside the life, is changed, make you more and more look like God.
当我们里面的生命做出改变，我们就会变得越来越像神。
Suddenly you find out that all those things in the world in the past you enjoy become very stinky.
突然间你发现到在以往享受的世上的一切他们都变成很臭。
I heard a testimony.
我听过一个见证。
There was a brother.
有个弟兄。
Before he was in Christ.
他还没信主之前。
And now he do all these bad things.
他做了一切所有的坏事。
Drinking a lot.
喝许多酒。
Smoking a lot.
而且也吸烟。
You know, it really hurt his body.
他损坏了他自己的身体。
But of course, he cannot control it.
当然，他不能够控制自己。
Because all his friends are doing all this.
因为他朋友都是这样的。
In order to be accepted by his friends, he have to do all this habit together.
要被他朋友接受，他也必须做同样的事情。
But thank God, after he come to Christ.
可是感谢神，当他接受了神之后
，He really seek the truth.
他一心的寻求真理。
And Holy Spirit really touched his heart.
而且圣灵也真正的感动了他。
And then like to study the Bible.
他喜欢查考圣经。
And he also pray to God, please help me to be far from these bad habits.
他也向神祷告，让神帮助他能够远离这些恶习惯。
Because he know by himself he has no strength to change it.
因为他知道靠自己没有能力做出改变。
And then one day his friend come to him.
有一天他朋友来找他。
Hey, come, let's smoke cigarette together, have some.
说来我们一起去吸烟。
And then when his friends light up a cigarette.
当他朋友点燃那个香烟的时候。
And suddenly he felt, wow, the cigarette, the smoke, so annoying.
他忽然间就发现到这个烟味很臭。
In the past, he was so addicted to the smell.
在以往他已经对香烟上了瘾。
He just keep smoking whole day.
他整天都要在吸烟。
But when his life got changed,
可是当他生命做出改变。
He feel that smoke is so annoying.
他就发现到这些香烟的味道是非常臭。
No, I don't want, I quit.
我不吸了，我不吸了。
Yes, really. When your life got changed.
当你生命就改变了之后。
All the things you enjoy, you used to before.
你在以前享受的东西
，will become not acceptable to you.
你已经不能够接受它们。
So we have to really change our smell, put on Christ.
因此，我们真正要改变我们的气味，而且我们要披戴基督。
Then afterwards, you can change other people.
那也就是等于你可以改变别人。
Let's read back to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们再来看哥林多后书的第二章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
2 Corinthians 2:15.
哥林多后书第二章十五节。
2:15.
十五节。
Let's read together.
一起念。
1, 2, 3. For we are the aroma of Christ to God, those who are being saved, and among those who are being perishing. He said, After we put on Christ and we smell like Christ,
这里告诉我们，当我们披戴基督，而且有基督的香气
，we will have two effects.
我们有几种的效应
？Two effects.
有两种的效应。
When we smell like Christ, we have two effects.
当我们有基督的馨香的气味，我们就有两样的效应。
What is the first effect? We will have the effect for those who are believing.
我们会影响那些相信的人。
We will draw people to Christ because of our smell.
我们会吸引人来到基督面前，因为我们身上的香气。
Here it says aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved.
这里说在得救人的身上。
They are not saved, but they will being saved.
他们还没得救，可是他们将会被得救。
But because they smell you, you smell good.
因为他们嗅到你身上的
I like the smell. I like the smell. Why you smell so good?
为什么你的你身体那么香？
You know, smell can attract people.
气味能够吸引人。
One day I was walking nearby the community in Calgary with my wife.
有一天我在卡尔加利，我住的市区那里。与我太太一起散步。
And then when we're walking, my wife said, "Hey, stop! What does it smell?"
我太太就说停一下，这是什么味道
？Wow, I think, yeah, I smell it too. Where does it come from?
我也嗅到了，那从哪里来
？And then look at the flower.
我们看到那些花朵。
Wow, and then is it the flower? Let's get closer. Oh, yes,
是不是花朵
it's the flower.
就是这些花朵。
It's one of the kind of flower. It's 毛丹 Is it 毛丹 One of the 毛丹圆圆的。 It's not very colorful. It's very light, but the smell is so good.
That's the smell of the peonies.
Yeah. Wow. Very nice. Smell like 香水. Smell like fragrance.
It smells like a fragrance.
Oh, we love it so much.
So we love it.
你要翻中文。 We love it so much.
我们非常喜爱这些味道。
We also ring the doorbell of the... We ring the doorbell because she said she wanted to ask what kind of flower is this.
那么我们就去按铃, 因为要知道这花是什么样的花。
We really feel like we want to cut something and bring home, but we cannot do this, right? We cannot be a thief.
如果我们喜欢的话, 我们想捡一些, 拿回家里插, 可是我们却不能够这样, 因为这是小偷的行为, 因此我们就按了门铃。
But nobody opened.
可是没人开门。
Later we used the phone to check, oh, what kind of flower is this?
最后我们就用这个电话来看这是到底是什么花。
You know, smell really can stop you, and then you want to do the same thing, plant the same flower to get the smell.
因为香味真的是能够让你停留下来, 而且你也希望种植一样的花。
If you have the fragrance of Christ,
if people
look at your face, wow, you're always joyful.
当人看到你的脸, 你常常都非常的喜乐。
You're always, you know, very, very, very peaceful.
而且你的样子也非常的和平。
If people look at you, wow, you are so emotionally stable.
如果人看到你的情绪常常都不稳定。
Your family, very happy. Your family.
你的家人,
very happy.
家人非常的高兴。
Even though you don't own a lot of things, but your family is in harmony.
虽然你不是 拥有很多东西, 可是你有很愉快的家人。
Wow, your heart is all very kind.
你的心非常的善良。
They look at you, even you don't invite them to go to church, they will ask you, what makes you so joyful?
他们看到你, 虽然你没有请, 邀请他们来教会, 他们也会问你, 你为什么常常这样的喜乐?
Yeah, it happens to some of our members.
因为这些事也发生在我们的信徒身上。
They even did not preach to their friends.
他们没有向他们的朋友传道。
But their friend asked them, why are you so happy?
可是他们的朋友问他, 为什么你们常常那么喜乐?
Well, I'm a Christian.
我是个基督徒。
I entrust everything to God.
我把一切交托于神。
They say, can I go to your church?
他们问, 我可以去你教会吗?
Wow, because they smell the aroma of Christ in the person.
在这个信徒的身上闻到基督的馨香之气。
They attract people to Christ.
这些也就吸引了人归向主耶稣基督。
Today, what kind of smell do you have?
今天我们的气味如何?
Sometimes our mouth try to preach to people.
有时候我们的嘴巴要向别人传福音。
But people say, no, thank you.
有些人说不了，谢谢。
Why?
为什么?
Because in their hearts, they say, look at your family. My family is better than you. Why are you telling me to go to church?
他们就会心想, 看你自己的家人, 我的家人比你更好, 我为什么要跟你去教会?
So we have to look at our smell.
因此我们要看我们的气味。
So, do we bring people to Christ?
我们是不是能够吸引人到主面前呢?
Second smell, you know, we attract people to serve God.
我们也吸引了这些人来侍奉神。
Because we smell good, we smell good.
我们有这些馨香之气。
The aroma has come from serving God.
这馨香之气是从侍奉神而来的。
Let's turn to Song of Songs.
看雅歌。
Chapter 1.
雅歌。
Song of Songs.
雅歌第一章。
Song of Songs chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 12.
12节。
Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 12.
雅歌第一章12节。
Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 12.
雅歌第一章12节。
Let's read together. 1, 2, 3.
算这时候,
我的拿达山膏发出香味。 Here tell us, while the king was on his coach, my nard gave forth his fragrance.
这里说, 王正坐席的时候, 我的拿达香膏发出香味。
The king represents Lord Jesus Christ.
王就代表了主耶稣。
The bride represents the church.
新娘就代表了教会。
How can we have good smell?
我们怎么来 能够有这个馨香之味呢?
Because we want to serve the king, we want to serve, love him and sacrifice.
因为我们要侍奉我们这位王，我们要为他做出牺牲。
You have to open the jar and then pour out the nard.
你要把这拿达香膏 的瓶子开出来，让它发出香味。
And then the smell so good.
那这个香味就会充满了那个地方。
So how do we have good smell?
我们怎么能够有好的香味？
You have to love Jesus and sacrifice.
就是要爱主耶稣，要为他做出牺牲。
When I went to Irvine Church last week.
当我在上个星期在尔湾教会。
They accept the event of 100 and Almost 170 people stay in the church for 2 weeks.
他们接受了差不多170个人住在教会两个星期的时间。
It's more than the capacity.
这已经超越了他们所能够容纳的。
But thank God by faith they take up the work.
可是感谢神，透过信心，他们接受了这份工作。
They don't have a lot of people.
他们没有许多的工人。他们只有100多个人。
But the church space is big, and then they have helped so many events.
可是教会却有非常大的空间，所以他们能够举行很多的活动。
But what touches me?
感动我的事情。
The cooking team.
就是这烹饪组。
Wow, many of them are many sisters. They love the Lord.
有许多姐妹非常的爱主。
Many of them are more than 70 years old.
许多他们已经超越了70岁。
They are retired in their age.
他们已经退休了。
But because of the event, they still come out cooking.
可是因为这些圣工，他们都出来帮忙。
Actually, they have the money. They can buy all the meal from outside.
其实他们有钱，他们可以从外面购买食物。
But they say they want to make the children eat healthy.
可是他们却要这些学员吃得健康。
So they cook for them.
因此他为他们烹饪。
Wow, so when I look at them, how they sweat, how they labor themselves.
我看到他们的努力，看到他们出的汗。
Wow, really smell like aroma of Christ.
真正的像基督的身上的馨香。
Nowadays, working in the kitchen is not easy.
今天在厨房里做工并不容易。
Everybody try to be working, stand here. Everybody look at them. 大家喜欢站在面前。
大家喜欢站在面前看他们。
Do him, piano.
或者是很多人喜欢在众人的面前做圣工，就比如说弹琴啦、翻译啦。
Many parents ask, why do you not schedule my children to be RE teacher?
有些人就问，为什么你没有安排我的孩子们做宗教教育？
But I don't hear people say, why do you not schedule my children to wash the toilet?
可是没有人会说，为什么你不安排我的孩子去洗厕所？
Why do you not arrange my children to learn cooking?
为什么你不安排我的孩子们去学习烹饪？
Actually, we all need every kind of work.
其实我们要做各样的工作。
I like the mowing of the lawn.
好像割草。
Why not? Why young people not do not sign up?
为什么年轻人他们不参加？
Why?
为什么？
Why the old people sign up?
为什么那些老人参加？
Because they love the Lord.
因为他们爱神。
So the fragrance to spread to different generation.
因此，这个香气就会传达到许多许多的下一代。
But for the fragrance also have another effect.
可是这个馨香之气也有另外一个效应。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
哥林多后书十六，
二章十六节。
二章十六节。
Second Corinthians 2:16.
哥林多后书第二章十六节。
Let's read together.
我们一起念。
One, two, three. To one, a fragrance from death to death. To another, a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for this?
这是。
He said, "This fragrance, the same fragrance of Christ, can cause death."
基督馨香之气能使人死。
If you are already perishing,
如果你已经是一个灭亡的人，
you don't want to repent.
你不肯悔改。
Even this smell come to you.
虽然这个馨香之气来的临到你，
also make you deaf.
也能够叫你死。
What does it mean?
什么意思？
The gospel make people deaf?
因为福音能使人死吗？
Yes. If you repent, the gospel will save you.
如果你悔改的话。福音就会拯救你。
If you do not repent,
如果你不悔改，
the gospel will condemn you.
这福音也能也叫他死。
定你的罪。
定你的罪。
Well, let me repeat again. The Lord Jesus Christ, His gospel can save you those who repent.
主耶稣基督的福音能够救那些悔改的人。
But if you do not repent,
如果你不愿意， <the S 2> 如果你不悔改，
same gospel.
同样的福音
In the future, will condemn you.
在以后能够定你的罪。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们看彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 2.
第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二前书第二。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Verse 7 to 8.
第七第八节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 7 to 8.
彼得前书第二章第七第八节。
Let's read together.One, two, three.
一起念。
For the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builder reject has become the cornerstone. Verse 8.
第八节。
And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, and they were destined to do. The same rock.
一样的石头。
For those who believe,
对于相信的人,
will save them.
能够拯救他们。
But the same rock, which is Lord Jesus Christ,
同样的石头就是主耶稣基督,
His gospel,
他的福音,
if you do not believe,
如果你不信,
will stumble you.
会成为你的绊脚石,
because you disobey.
因为你不顺从,
so this is the same concept.
所以这是一样的概念,
the same aroma,
一样的馨香之气,
if you repent, if
如果你
悔改,
accept, 相信接受,
will save you.
会拯救你,
but if you do not repent,
可是如果你不相信,
if you don't accept,
不悔改, 不接受,
if you do not obey,
也不顺从,
it will become an aroma of death.
那就会变成一个死亡的味。
So what do you choose?
你选择的是什么呢?
What do you smell today?
你今天的气味如何?
Do you smell the life, the aroma of life?
你是不是有基督馨香之气,
or,
有生命之香味呢?
Or you do not, or you still smell in sin, in corrupt?
还是你有这个腐烂的气味呢?